Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Way Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about adopting the best Japanese practice into our built environment. As mentioned in my earlier video, I just came back from Japan for my yearly family vacation. I visit Kyoto and Osaka. It was an eye-opening experience, understanding their way of life. I've observed how some of their best practice can be adopted into our built environment and ultimately into our property market. Without further ado, let's go. Let me go to the neighborhood level first. The streets in Kyoto and Osaka are very clean. This is even most in the suburb area. I hardly see trash except for tourist hotspot. There are zero trash bin around. I have to keep my trash in my bag till I return to my accommodation. I also observe how the streets are so clean till the cleaning crew have to remove weeds from the floor. Can you imagine that? Their cleanliness is really top-notch. These are some photos I took in the public toilet. Look at the floor. It's so clean. It's almost spotless. Moreover, they hardly use toilet paper. They mainly use a fully automated water spraying system integrated into their toilet bowl. Let me tell you this. I have one of the best time doing big business using their toilet. It's heavenly show. Trust me. The Japanese have a high level of service standard. They are friendly, courteous, and deliver even the best safety standard. I personally witnessed the train captain doing a visual inspection check inside the cabin by pointing his finger and counting out aloud alone. Oh my god, this is top-notch safety standard. I also witnessed how a tour bus was reversing into a parking lot. The tour guide would go down and guide the driver in a systematic manner. This is something our building industry can learn to reduce accidents in construction sites. Maybe that is their culture, but I think this is also their commitment to safety because most of the work are done by locals. I give them a full 10 out of 10. Thinking aloud, I think here in Singapore, we have much to learn to protect the life of our migrant workers. When I was shopping the malls, I often came across benches in the common area. These benches are a huge relief for people like me and also for seniors. However, what's staring is our shopping malls nowadays hardly have any open benches for patrons to sit down. Usable space have been crafted out into kiosks or rentable spaces. This is sad in my opinion. Mall operators are making huge profits. How much can installing a bench cost? Why must patrons be forced to go into a cafe and order drinks just to sit down? Have more operators be thinking about an aging population in line with the government directive? Should the authority relook into current guidelines to incorporate elderly-friendly features into our built environment? Just like what HDB has done so? Anyway, this is the bathroom of an Airbnb accommodation that I stay in Umada, Osaka. Japan has four seasons. That is why the bathroom is fitted with a warm air ventilator to dry the clothing. I wash my clothing the night before and air them overnight. Surprisingly, my clothing are dry in the morning. I think this is something property developers can incorporate into our apartments. This is another accommodation that I stay in the Dongdongburi district. There is a laundry rack in the balcony area that can be extended out when in use. I think these are small things that many of us take for granted. They are easy to install. These are common practical living, right? I don't think you need a genius to copy them. On another note, the washing machine is placed inside the toilet. I mean, this is the right way, leh. How can the washing machine be placed near the kitchen area, especially so for homes that come with an open concept kitchen? The drain water from the washing machine can be reused, right? That is why it must always be placed in the wet area. Here, I just wonder, does the designer wash clothing at home by themselves? If you still don't know what am I talking about, this is a video on a typical Japanese apartment for sale. The washing machine is inside the wet area next to the kitchen and the bathroom areas. The area is indeed small, but still manageable in my opinion. Japanese are known to have great space planning. Moreover, most Japanese homes are built with lightweight building materials. Most of the fittings are also prefabricated. Japan has a high recycling culture. Recycling bins are everywhere. They even adopt sorting out their trash in food establishments. From food waste to liquid to paper and plastic. This is common practice in most self-service restaurants. Cleaning up the table yourself for the next guest is a norm. This is super impressive in my opinion. Hardly any other country can do this. By the way, our tour guide has shared that the garbage workers only collect twice a week and penalty is imposed for extra garbage. That is why they achieve a high recycling rate. Back in Singapore, our recycling bins are often contaminated with trash. Somehow I just wonder, if people really have a first world mentality, can't they differentiate it? At this rate, how can we achieve the target of a recycling rate of 70% and reduce waste to landfill per capita per day by 30% by 2030 under Singapore's Zero Waste Master Plan? Do you know, our Semakau landfill is fast filling up. Every Singaporean should play a small part in adopting a strong recycling culture. Just like how the Japanese do it, if they can sort out their food waste to trash, have few rubbish bin around, I think this is something we can model after too. However, it will take time. Maybe a decade or two. What to do? Ask people to clear their own table, already so much noise. Ask people to pay for plastic bags, also so much noise. Next time, please don't say we are always number one. Wait until you go to major cities in China or Japan and see for yourself. When I was in Kyoto and Namba, main shopping district, there are roofs covering the entire shopping walkway, linking from one street to another. This was surely a breeze for tourists like me who do not want to be exposed to the harsh weather. They even have lights and music installed on them. I find them to be aesthetic, pleasant, and blend well with the surrounding streetscape. Here I just wonder, can Singapore model this and install covered walkway from Orchard Road to Suntec City? Especially in our hot and humid climate. I believe we can do it too. Both Kyoto and Osaka are super tourist-friendly cities. They have English-speaking staff in most tourist attractions. English food menus are also widely available. Cash or card payment can be made via payment kiosks with ease using self-help machines with various language settings. I think they are super useful for those that don't know the Japanese language. The staff at the tourist information counter are exceptionally friendly too. The train station also have countless luggage lockers. Want to find such in Singapore? I think this is a tall order. They even have cold storage locker for grocery in Takashimaya supermarket. Can you imagine that? Most importantly, Kyoto and Osaka use EcoCard, which is like our contactless card for MRT and buses. This card can be used to pay for travel and also at many convenience stores to F&B outlets. I can't recall if Singapore has such well-known cards for tourists. Here, if someone from the Singapore Tourist Promotion Board has seen my video, can they help to look into my suggestions? My trip to Japan has shaped my views on their efficiency, high service standard, and sprawling modern city with a touch of nostalgia. I encourage you to visit. You'll be blown away. We have lots to learn and follow. Anyway, Japan is not that expensive to visit if you book your air tickets in advance. Food and shopping costs are easily 30 to 50% cheaper, especially in places that locals patronize. Stay in Airbnb. Yes, Airbnb accommodation are widely available in Japan. Yes, make my trip more affordable and experience a more local side of the Japanese lifestyle. Here, should the authority relook into the Airbnb regulation to provide more choices for tourists? Should we adopt a fresh pair of lenses to look into the current status quo? If the Japanese can do it, why can't we? That's all. I hope you have enjoyed this content. Appreciate the like and share if you have benefited from it. Thank you, and see you in the next video.